Lecture 21. Now we're onto chromatography. Now, it's not a particularly long lecture. There's some meaty stuff in it, though. Starting off, the general concept of chromatography, we have a stationary support. We have a mobile phase, which in this case is a solvent. I'm just looking at a standard column chromatography. A column support, in this case, is silica. Mobile phase then passed under gravity, under action of gravity, through the column. It then carries our analytes. Now, in this case, we've got three different analytes, red, orange, and yellow. We separate these out then a bit depending on their ability to bind to the silica. So the silica is then a relatively polar sort of support. The material entering the column is referred to as the eluent, and the material exiting the bottom of the column, the eluate. And mobile phase can be a solvent, which is a liquid, or it can be a gas, as we'll find shortly. So the types of chromatography that we're going to look at will be adsorption chromatography. Thin layer chromatography is the example that you guys have practically done, but the column chromatography is another example of adsorption chromatography where we're using silica. So our solid is the stationary phase, the liquid phase is the mobile phase that's passing over it, and our analyte then is adsorbing onto the surface of that stationary phase. We get partition chromatography, where the phase of the stationary phase and the phase of the mobile phase are similar. So in this case, it can be a liquid and a liquid, or it can be a liquid and a gas, and it's the latter one that is gas chromatography. The stationary phase is a liquid, and we then pass a mobile phase, which is a gas, over the surface of that, and it's an equilibrium thing then when we partition that analyte between the amount that's in the liquid and the amount that's in the gas. Okay. Now that's different then to the top one. The top one simply says that you absorb the analyte onto the surface of the stationary phase, and you then desorb it using the solvent that you're passing over the top. Whereas in the second case, the partition chromatography, you're actually carrying the analyte along in the gas phase, and then it is in equilibrium with the surface of the liquid stationary phase. Now, last example, ion exchange. We're then exchanging the analyte ion for a the appropriate charged anion or cation that is bound already to the stationary phase. And we've done an example of that in a qualitative sense in the practical, and we're going to look at the analytical version of it, which is ion chromatography, in a few